Hey girl, welcome back to the show. If you are new here, welcome to the show. My name's Jerrica. I'm your host, and I want to first start by wishing you a happy new year. I know that if you are a regular listener, it has been a minute. Things have been wild, but I am here. We are moving forward, and I'm not going to dive too deep into all of the things that have been happening. I'll kind of trickle them out over the next few episodes. But you know that we start the week with a pep talk, and this week's pep talk is about the new year. And if you are already feeling overwhelmed or behind or like you're ready to give up on those New Year resolutions that you may have made, this episode is for you. So stay tuned because we're going to be diving in to a mindset shift that you can use for when you're already feeling like you've messed it all up and you're ready to throw in the towel or start over. This is for you. Okay, let's go. Hey, welcome to Grit and Gratitude. This is a podcast where you are given the space to be able to rise. Listen, I know you've been going through it. Life has used trauma, loss, and grief to throw curveballs and to knock the wind out of you. But the fog is lifting, and you're desiring to see beautiful again. I get it. Because I was there too. And let me tell you, you do not have to have this all figured out. You don't need to know 10 steps ahead. You just need the next step. And this is where I come in. My name's Jerrica, but you can call me Jer or Jay. I'm no stranger to grief, but through my own healing journey, I've been able to rise out of the ashes, and now I want to help you do the same. Here on this podcast, we'll talk all about grit and the gratitude needed to rise up and fully embody the woman you are destined to be. Girl, I know you can't change your past, but you can change the trajectory of your future. If you're ready to go all in, redeem the time that you have here, and build a legacy worth leaving behind, then grab my hand, girlfriend, and come with me. We're going to have some real, raw, honest conversations. We've got work to do, girl. So let's go. It's time to rise. So we're in the second week of the new year. And I still don't know what day it is, because if you have seen any of my posts on social media, which they have been few and far in between, so there's a good chance that you missed it, I ended up staying on holiday, shall we call it, for an extra 9 days for all kinds of things. So I actually just got home last Thursday, which was, January 5th, January 5th, and I left my house December 21st. So it just was like a whirlwind, but we're back. So I feel like this is the first week of the new year because last week does not count for me at all. But I want to talk today about this feeling because I've kind of been seeing this happening, and this happens every year, right? People come out of the gate swinging for the new year, and they come full steam ahead, giving 150% for like anywhere between 2 days and like 2 hours and 2 days, right? And then they lose steam and they miss a step, miss another step, they don't work out, they have ice cream, whatever. They start justifying why they're not sticking to their New Year's resolutions. And before you know it, 1 week later, they're like, I'm over that. We'll try again next month or next year, right? Maybe that's you specifically, but I want to talk today about what do you do when you feel like giving up. Maybe you stumbled a little bit and you think that you've messed up the entire plan. What do you do to make 2023 count? What do you do when you're already beginning to start to feel like you don't want to do this anymore, but you know that you're made for more? Like, let's be honest. The reason why so many people set New Year's resolutions is because they want that transformation. They're desiring that change. And that's why they set the resolution, because deep down, they want that. The way they go about it might not be the best, but the reason why we set these goals is because we actually do want to achieve them. But what happens when the motivation is gone? What happens when life throws you a wrench? What happens when you get stuck on vacation for an extra 9 days and you can't do the things that you wanted to do on the days that you wanted to do them? Do you just throw the towel in? Do you quit before you even really get started? So I want to give you really quickly this mantra that I'm using for 2023. And I did not think that I was going to have to use it as soon as I did, but literally I started the new year with this mindset. So the mantra is firm with the goals, flexible with the plan. Now you might be like, Jericho, what the hell does that even mean? Firm with the goals, but flexible with the plan. So number one, right off the bat, this means that you don't have to have it all figured out today. You don't have to have it all figured out on day one of the new year. You don't have to have all of the steps mapped out in the first week. Okay? So that's number one. We literally have the entire year to achieve the goals that we desire to achieve. We don't have to come out of the gate swinging for the fences and giving 5,000% and burning ourselves out. We don't have to do that. You can be firm with your goals, but being flexible means that when life throws you wrenches, when your toddler gets sick and can't fly and you get stuck 3,000 miles away from home for 9 extra days, how are you going to be flexible? Are you going to allow flexibility? Flexibility being grace and being flexible, right? Not saying, you know, before I was a mom, before even the pandemic, I had such a firm, tight, regimented morning routine. I did the same things every morning at the same time in the exact same order. And if I didn't, I felt like the whole day was off. So if you're a mom, you know that that's nearly impossible to be able to do the exact same thing, the exact same way, at the exact same time every day. That's like you're setting yourself up for failure, right? So I had to learn to get flexible in the plan, right? It doesn't mean that I don't have a morning routine. It doesn't mean that I don't sit down and write in my gratitude journal, or I don't do these things. I do them, but how I do them, when I do them, for how long I do them, depends on the day and it depends on where we're at, right? So flexible with the plan. I know so many people use this time of year to set physical goals, whether it's weight loss or whatever that may be. And while I am not a fitness expert or a nutrition coach, I do have things that have worked for me. It is something that is a major part of my life. And honestly, up until recently, something that I've kind of been afraid to talk about because I just have been afraid to talk about it because I don't feel like I'm an expert in that field. But what I can do is share with you the things that I'm doing, the things that help me. And I do believe wholeheartedly that physical health is just as important as all of the things that we talk about here. The mental health, the spiritual health, the emotional health, physical health. This holistic approach is really how I am stepping into 2023. And so that includes physical health. Having said that, if you are already feeling like, you know, it's December 9th, December 10th, or whatever day it is when you're listening to this, and you're like, well, I set this goal and then this happened, life happened, which life happens. Things happen, right? We get things thrown at us all the time. Trauma happens, life happens, whatever that is. And this is why I am saying that this mantra is really, really sticking for 2023 for me, even though it's only been just a few days, is to be firm with the goals and flexible with the plan, right? So firm with your goals. If you want to lose weight, get stronger, whatever it is you want to do, run a 5K, if you want to eat more whole foods, if you want to, whatever your goal is, and we're talking about physical fitness type of goals right now, but whatever that goal is, and be firm in that. Be firm in that goal, but be flexible with your approach. The flexibility is what's going to allow you to give yourself grace. It's going to allow you to work through the ebbs and flows of life, right? When you are so regimented and so strict, if you miss one day, or if you make a mistake, or if you, you know, indulge and you enjoy the moment that you're having, and that includes, you know, a piece of cheesecake or a glass of wine, but you're trying to do 75 hard, and on day 73, you know, you ate a piece of chocolate or whatever it is, you know, does that truly negate the 72 other days? So you have to be flexible with your plan, okay? So firm with your goals, flexible with your plan. Flexible with life, meaning that, you know, you understand at a visceral level, now we're talking, you understand that, you know, one salad isn't going to give you six-pack abs, just like one burger is not going to negate your process, your journey to six-pack abs, right? So, or whatever that is for you. It doesn't have to be a fitness goal. It could be, you know, you want to write a book. And so you're writing, and then life happens and you stop writing. Or you want to have a podcast. You know, for me, all of 2022, I showed up twice a week, Mondays and Thursdays. We changed the days a little bit, but it got to be Mondays and Thursdays. I was showing up twice a week here on this podcast. And I had every intention of stepping back for December and coming out the gate swinging in January. And, you know, the universe, God, they said, no, you're going to be firm with your goal, flexible with the plan. So I have a goal for this podcast, but now I'm going to be flexible with that. I love the idea of having two episodes a week, and I am doing everything that I can in my power to set that up so that that happens for this community. But I also know that if something arises where I need to change that, that that's going to be okay. And really just acknowledging that it's okay to change your mind, to change the plan, to change the approach. It is okay to pivot, all of these things, right? So I kind of got off on a tangent, so let's bring that back around. If you are feeling like you are failing with your goals, or that you are lacking motivation, the motivation is gone, and you don't know what to do, you don't know how to get back on track, adopt this for yourself. Be firm with your goals and flexible with your plans. That's how you shift your mindset into from this all or nothing mindset to life has seasons and ebbs and flows and peaks and valleys. And just because you might be in the valley today and up on the mountaintop a month from now, as long as you are continuing to move forward, you're doing it. You're already doing better than a prior version of you who didn't even try. So I'll leave you with that. The fact that you care enough to say like, oh, I feel like I'm failing, oh, I'm overwhelmed, or oh, I missed the mark on this. The fact that you are doing that means honestly that you are running laps around the prior version of you who didn't care, who didn't try, who didn't even have the audacity to dream of the things that you are going after right now. So this current version of you that's chasing future version of you, she deserves some grace and some flexibility, okay? So I love you. That's what I have for you for your pep talk today. If this resonated with you, let me know. We have all kinds of things happening. The brand new membership, the And She Rises membership community, which will be linked for you in the show notes. We have an event coming up in March. The book launch is coming really soon, y'all, all the things, and I will fill you in. So make sure that you are on the text list, 607-364-8560. You can send me the headphone emojis so I know that you found it listening to the podcast, so that you can be in on all the things that are happening. All right. So I will talk to you later on this week. I love you so much. And again, firm with your goals, flexible with the plan. All right, girl. Love you so much. We'll talk soon. Girl, I am really freaking grateful that you tuned in to today's episode. I value you, your time, and your feedback. So if you resonated with today's show, please take a screenshot and tag me on social, and I will personally thank you for helping me spread this message. Your support means the world to me. Until next time, live with intention and lead with gratitude. I'm in your corner, always cheering you on.